Okay, this is episode number 25 of Samurai Summit Podcast, your weekly podcast where we give you all the anime news and also our opinions and our daily life.
The
everything
lies,
that's anime related.
The lies, because last week we didn't do a podcast, so it's not weekly. No, you know, shit happens. Yeah, shit happens. So that's why we didn't have a podcast, an episode last week, but we're back. We miss you. I know you guys miss us too, but don't worry. We're back. It's just, you know, personal shit happened. So we just couldn't record a podcast, but we have one this week.
Oh, yeah.
And
we're going to have to catch up on all that other stuff that we missed out from last week.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about One Piece, Roller Coaster, Seven Seas, new licensed light novels, and manga. We're going to talk about Pompo the Cinephile, Dragon Ball Super the movie. We're going to talk about a new chapter, new manga that came out, the Shonen Jump app called Super Smartphone. We're going to do the email, and we're going to talk a little bit about the Prince of Tennis, which I saw the movie, and yeah, I got my things to say about it. And we're going to end it with the character of the week.
Yeah, I've been waiting on that review from you regarding to the movie.
It's going to be, I was thinking of doing a spoiler. But right now, I was thinking, like, you know what? No spoiler, because some people must still just want to see it. But I'm still going to do my review. But yeah, anything exciting, anime related?
Well, I wouldn't say it's much anime related, but just watching a lot of anime. I really got back into it and just starting off on these little series. And it's been a lot of fun.
What about it? Have you caught up with One Piece yet?
I caught up with the manga, not with the anime.
Yeah.
I have not watched anything of that.
I saw the manga. I mean, I read the new chapter. I don't know how I feel about it. Anime, I think it's going to be pretty bad as well.
What do you mean you don't know how you feel about it? I liked it.
It was good, but I don't know. I wasn't feeling the hype.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know, because I don't know. I was just expecting some crazy move from Luffy.
I mean, already that move was pretty crazy in of itself.
I know, but it's not really a move. It's a transformation, so.
Oh, well, actually, his final move, the one that he used at the end, that was in of itself. I mean, it's pretty much the same move that he always uses, you know, kind of just made way bigger.
Yeah, just pretty much their gear, pretty much. But then again, the fight has been for a while going on too. So
that is very true.
So that was animated. It's going to be pretty cool.
But hey, it's possible that it's not over yet. It might be. I mean, they did give Kaido's backstory and all that.
Yeah, and that's what everyone was waiting on, Kaido's backstory, because that's when you know it's going to hit the ending already.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, overall, it's still good. But it wasn't like too, like, oh shit, crazy, you know?
No, I will say that the fight with Big Mom, that one was a lot more impressive, mainly because we haven't been following and actually knowing Law's and Kid's powers. I think that's what made theirs a lot more special, because it was all like brand new, all flashy, and you actually got to saw what Big Mom was capable of.
Yeah.
While Luffy, you know, we've known him for over 1,000 episodes, over 1,000 chapters now. So, you know, there's only so much that he can do.
I know. But I would just, then again, One Piece. I just wanted like a bigger fight, but One Piece doesn't do that too much great of a fight in manga how they do it animated though. So I think in the anime it's gonna look pretty badass, especially if they do the quality that they did on episode 1015, then dude, that's gonna be intense.
Yeah, I guess it's not much of a spoiler, because I'm pretty sure that Crunchyroll already put it up on their website. And on their YouTube channel, where they show like little clips, what you're talking about mainly is when Luffy uses Red Rock against Kaido, right? That style of animation, just going all out.
The whole episode, because there's this scene with Yamato that she kind of, it's not a flashback, but she kind of like sees something, and the way that they drew that scene too, it was like a completely different animation. I was like, oh, everything was just badass. We ace Yamato too. It feels, everything was just majestic. But yeah, that's pretty much all about more manga again, mainly Blue Period and Blue Flag.
Oh, how's that one going?
Well, right now I'm actually reading, as you can see, volume 3 of Blue Period. I just bought right now volume 5 and 6.
Ooh.
Volume 7 comes out next month or in July. So pretty much I'm already, well, I already bought all the volumes that are out. Haven't read them yet. For Blue Flag, I bought volume 3. I can't remember if I read it. I'll let you know right now. Okay. Yeah, never mind. Blue Flag, I haven't read volume 3. And today I bought volume 7. That's the only volume that they had at Barnes & Noble. And I started reading also Time Stops Hero volume. I'm on volume 3. I finished volume 3 already. I have volume 4. I just don't want to read it yet, because volume 5 comes out like in 2 months, I think. Because then I'm going to forget what happens. But it's getting pretty good.
Go ahead. I was going to say that for Time Stop Hero, I haven't been able to read. I've been busy just watching more animes than reading those.
No, see, me, I've been reading more than watching anime too. Yesterday, I kind of watched 2-3 episodes of anime. Well, yeah, I watched episode 3 of The Rising of the Shield Hero and the 2 episodes from One Piece. So I just got to watch this week's episode for it.
Yeah, because what's happening right now with One Piece? At least as far as the anime is going.
Oh, they're already at the top. Kid, Law, Zoro, Luffy, the other guy, Kaido, and Big Mom. You know the scene when Big Mom throws... I'm sorry, spoilers, but it's pretty much... when she throws something and then you see... Law, Luffy, and Kid kind of like moves their faces. It looks all weird.
Yeah.
That part, it was hilarious. Yeah, it was pretty funny animated too. But yeah, anything else you want to add before we dive into the news?
I guess mainly would be something fairly related to the article we're going to be talking about the One Piece roller coaster. Mm-hmm. Today I went to Knott's Berry Farm again, so I was riding on roller coasters all day.
You were riding on this stick all day.
Hey.
you gotta go to Six Flags roller coaster. I mean, Knott's is for kids, man.
Not all of them, but the first one that I went into was the Ghost Rider.
That's for kids, man. Go to Six Flags.
That's for kids. I was crying on that one.
Then let's go to Six Flags. Then you're gonna be shitting your pants on those.
I'm down for that, dude. I got on the tall one, the one that was called Supreme Scream, the one that's just straight up and it's a drop.
Yeah,
I can only do it once. I did not want to go back again.
Really?
That's
secure, right? Though,
dude, I'm horrible with heights.
Me too. Like, I that's one of my phobias. I'm afraid of heights, but I just love roller coasters. Maybe the adrenaline that I get. That's why I like them. Before we move on to the news, since we are gonna start talking One Piece again, I started playing One Piece Pirate Warriors 3. Pretty fun. But yeah,
you know which one's the one that I also wanted to play? I saw that it was on sale. One Piece World Seeker.
Mm-hmm.
Now when I saw it on sale, and I was thinking about buying it and then using that to stream it.
Yeah.
And also giving a review afterwards.
Yeah,
it does look like a lot of fun.
Fun fact, I was thinking about buying it. I saw they have it like pre-owned for like $8.
Yeah.
But I'm going to buy it new for like $20 because you know me. I got to buy my shit new.
Mm. Yeah, I was planning on buying it digitally.
Oh, no, I'm buying it physically. And then I was trying to look for the collector's edition, the Parrot edition.
Yeah.
I just couldn't find it. I saw some, but they were like the UK version and shit like that.
No,
so I'm like, I don't want to spend like $200 right now. Well, especially since this week, a few nights ago, I was bored, but I was thinking like, you know what, let me buy some manga. So I ended up spending $300 on One Piece manga.
Wait, what? I want you to say that one more time because it kind of shook me. How much money did you spend?
$300 on One Piece manga.
Jesus Christ, what did you buy? Did you buy like all of the ones you were missing so now you have all of them, or you just buy the first ones all over again?
So, I don't know if I told you, because I know I told my brother that I want to collect the One Piece manga in Japanese for sure, English maybe, but for sure when I have like the original language, every single volume in Japanese, because you know that's the original language.
Yeah.
So I ended up buying box set 1, box set 2, box set 3, and box set 4. So each one of them, they come between 9 to like 12 mangas or 14 mangas.
Okay, okay.
So technically, it's really cheap for what I spend. Because usually for just for like around, let's say 14 mangas only, 20 in English, one of those boxes, they go for like $250, $200. And just the first box set, this one, I got 4 box sets. So yeah. So I spend that shit, and I actually just told my girl yesterday, she was like, how much? I'm like, relax. So I explained to her my reason behind it, you know, like I always do when I spend money.
I mean, is there really even a need for a reason when it's all One Piece related?
Exactly. I don't need a reason. It's One Piece. It's enough said, right? And all right. Well, since we're talking a little bit about video games too, I just watched the movie Uncharted today.
Ooh, what do you think about it?
I don't know why people hate it. I thought it was pretty good. And trust
me. I thought it was pretty good too.
Okay, and trust me, Uncharted is the first game that I played multiple times to pass the game to get the Platinum Trophy on the PlayStation. It's been the first one, and because that's the only one that really like wanted to get everything, because the story was so freaking good of the first one.
I will say that one was really, really good.
So I was like, all right, cool. So I'm a big fan of the first one. I played a little bit of the second one, but I didn't get the same vibes as the first one, you know? So I just stopped playing the series. But the first one, I did enjoy it. Like, I did play it, got the trophy, because that's the only one I actually wanted to get everything perfect. And that tells you much for me to like the movie. So the movie, I thought, was pretty cool. But yeah. Anything you want to say about it?
Well, I really liked Uncharted. That was the first game that I actually bought for the PlayStation 4. Mm-hmm. And it came with the Uncharted collection, which was the first three. So I played all three of them, and I loved them all. So I don't know if it was anything different for you, because you probably played them as they came out. But me playing them all three and all of them remastered, it was a blast. I love the story of them all.
Yeah. See, I played the first one, and then I played the second one. I bought the second one like 2 months after I got the Platinum Trophy.
Yeah.
I just, during that time, you know my moves, my moods, I get into a game, but then I get into something else, and then I forget about video games and vice versa. It happens mm-hmm. to me with card games, video games, manga, anime, all of that. So after that, I kind of like stopped playing video games too. That's why. And I honestly only played it like maybe an hour. I was like still in the museum. You know how in the second one starts in the museum that you got to steal something or some shit like that?
Is it the second one that it starts with Nathan being a kid?
Shit, I remember. It's been a while.
Because that's the only time that you really go to or as a kid. Because the first one, it starts off with Nathan being like in a bar and he's getting beat up.
Yeah, I can't even remember the first one. It's been years for me.
The second one?
Because for me, I play on the PS3.
Yeah. Yeah, because I remember the first one was that you get beat up in the bar. And then the second one, it starts off with you like falling off of a train in the snow.
The second one, right?
Yeah, the second one. But then afterward, you continue, then it throws you back to when Nathan was a kid. Yeah.
Okay. And then you start like in the museum, right? Where you kind of hide it. Okay. Yeah. That's the second one. Yeah. So I only played that much and then I stopped playing it. But yeah, welcome to the video game podcast where we just talk all about video games. It happens. We get sidetracked. But it's all fun and games. Yeah. But yeah, let's start with the first news. And it is the One Piece will be getting the roller coaster at Universal Studios. Don't get too excited. It's not our Universal Studios.
Universal Studios Japan.
Exactly.
God damn it.
So let me read a little bit of when is it going to come out, something like that. So the update comes from Universal Studios Japan itself. For those that were, you know, interested, it turns out the park will host One Piece premiere summer 2022, starting this July. For more than 4 months, the theme park will celebrate One Piece will special. Oh, One Piece will special attraction. Wouldn't it be with special attraction? I think that that was a typo in the article. Anyway, and one of them is a full blown roller coaster, dude. Just looking at a little image, the kid that looks like you.
Hell yeah, we got even the same hair right now and everything.
Exactly. Then now Universal Studios Japan is about to build a whole new roller coaster for the anime. It turns out the ride will come around thanks to an overlay on the Hollywood Dream Ride. As for the roller coaster, it will be named Departure Mini Mary 2, or the second. And ask fans to steer their own pirate ship hiding in the sky. Oh, that's pretty dope. The ride will come complete with background music and VFX alongside an audio recording of the anime's lead stars.
Oh yeah, Ruffy.
But yeah, it's pretty exciting. Sucks. Well, kind of Japan kind of is opening up a little bit more to
tourism.
Yeah, for tourists. Now instead of being 7 weeks, 7 days for quarantine, now they're dropping to 3. But they're mainly doing it for like business and like you have to go for a business or something else.
Oh, so you got to go there with a purpose. It can't just be for a vacation.
Yeah. Oh, okay. From what I was reading. And also right now the yen is so cheap. When I went to Japan, it was around 100 yen for $1. Now it's around 130 for $1.
Ooh.
So hopefully it stays like that for next year, because next year I'm hoping it will be open, because I'll be there once they open the doors. Oof.
Yeah, that they know that that's how it's going to be, because I want to go too. I've been wanting to go ever since you went like a couple years ago, and this time I'm not letting you leave without me.
Watch me. I'm going to text you like, hey, what are you doing? You're going to be like, not much. I'll like, kick it. And you're going to be like, we're at Japan. And you're going to be like, you bastard. but yeah, that was the news for the One Piece roller coaster. Hopefully we get some shit like that in the States, man. Which I highly doubt it. But hey, you never know. We're already getting the Super Mario.
Yeah, and Universal Studios.
After how many years?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it is coming along with the movie.
Yeah. But yeah, the next one that we are going to be talking about will be some manga and light novels. You want to start us with this one?
Yeah, so this comes from Anime News Network. Seven Seas licensed world's fastest level up light novels, My Sister, The Cat, and more manga. So they're getting all these out. Seven Seas has announced on Wednesday that it has licensed the world's fastest level up light novel series, as well as the My Sister, The Cat, No Longer Human in Another World, The Night Blooms Behind Castle Walls, and Gap Papa, Daddy at Work and at Home manga.
So speaking of Cat, how was the manga of The Cat?
I haven't finished it. That one, I read it halfway through, and it was just so adorable and so nice. I don't remember if I talked about this already on the last podcast, or we didn't get to because I left. I think it was that, right? We were supposed to do it last week, but I couldn't.
Yeah, because we were supposed to read the Blue Flag Volume 1 and 2 mm-hmm. and talk about it. But then we couldn't find Volume 1 for you. So we couldn't do that. Sorry, guys. So, but you know what? In advance, we're going to probably say for this week, we're probably going to start like a new manga or something. That way we all could start at the same time, talk about it. Because he was also out of the blue. But now, just ignore the Blue Flag. But I do recommend reading it. It's a good anime. Oh, manga, I'm sorry. But yeah, those are some of the mangas, light novels, Seven Seas are going to release in the States. The one, just looking at the covers, the first one looks pretty cool.
Yeah, that one does look the world's fastest level up.
Yeah, and I believe that's a light novel.
Yeah. I don't know. Just looking at the visuals, it kind of reminds me a little bit of Sword Art Online.
Yeah.
Like the main character, it reminds me a lot of Kirito.
Mm-hmm. And then the one with the blue one, kind of like Asuna when she's an elf.
Yeah.
With the blue hair. But yeah. Yeah, I think that's kind of like the one I'm looking to actually purchase. Most likely I'm going to forget.
The one that I'm definitely going to get is My Sister, The Cat. That one is the one I'm probably going to end up buying all of them. Yeah, I just like cats. I just like cats is my thing.
Me too. I like cats and I like dogs. So well, we're gonna get a cat, but we're still looking, and then we need to buy some more shit for the home. So we put it aside for a bit. But yeah, that one looks pretty cool too. Cause I wanna buy the cat one, the one that you bought.
Yeah.
But I just wanna see. Yeah. We actually talked about it on the podcast before it came out. Like months ago.
Yeah, we did. And then that's why I was so surprised when I saw, like, oh wait, this looks so familiar. Oh yeah, that's right. We talked about it. And yeah, reading it, I've loved every single page. It's so adorable.
The other one looks pretty good. The
No Longer Human in Another World.
Yes. The cover looks like completely different from what the title says. It says an adventure in another world with cute girls by your side and video game Black Power sounds like an anime fan stream, right? No sore melancholic author as Osamu Dazai, who will
literally prefer to drop dead.
Video games haven't even been invented yet when he gets yanked into another world in 1948. Really, all the fantastical. I was gonna say,
well, to finish it off for you.
No, I could do it. Dude, I'm just. It was a You're long nervous. Day today. No, it was it's a long my day. Eyes. Fantastic adventure he keeps running into is just getting in the way of his poetic dream of finding the perfect place to die. But no matter how much he risks his hide, is it me or that one is actually weird?
It's a weird phrase, but I understand it. But no matter how much he risks his hide. So essentially how much he puts himself in danger.
I know, but okay, I guess just me. Everything seems to keep turning out okay. Follow a miserable hero like no other in this truthfully bleak isekai comedy.
See, now this is what I'm gonna like. It has that deal of comedy, plus, you know, it's another isekai which we've come to love on this podcast. And, you know, he's trying to die, but yet he has so much good luck that everything just works out in his favor.
And this one's actually gonna be a manga, so you're gonna be able to read it because your picture doesn't really like novel.
I like the pictures.
Yeah, but your imagination goes wild when you read light novels. At least for me, when I read light novels, or any books overall. And the thing what I like about light novels, after certain chapters, they show like an illustration of what's going on in that scene. And you feel it more because you also know like how the character looks, the color and everything. It's not all up to, you know how like in regular books, they just describe characters, but you see like imagine it differently. At least for me. And this one, they actually show how they look. So you already have their physical appearance on your head when you're reading like their names and shit like that. So you're like, oh shit, I do see him going like that. So it's cool. But yeah, those are the light novels that are coming out. Not too many. I'm pretty sure there's actually more. But I mean, we're not going to go through the whole list either because it's just way too crazy. In other news, G Kids will be releasing Pompo the Cinephile on Blu-ray. So we missed our chance to go to watch it in theaters. But you know what?
I should have added that to my calendar. It just completely slipped by. I said I was going to do it after the podcast and I just forgot. But hey, we get to buy it now. The first one, Pompo the Cinephile.
Oh, yeah. It releases on. Sorry, I'm telling you, I'm tired today. I'm like, what am I saying right now?
All right, but yeah, it says that it's scheduled to arrive on the market on July 12th. So pretty much a month from now.
No, 2 months.
Wait, July? Oh yeah, that's right. June before July.
Hey, you need some rest too.
Yeah, I'm tired. I was falling asleep before this. Like I told you, I was about to go take a shower.
Yeah, like I said, slept late, woke up early yesterday too, woke up early today for whatever reason. I just got home, been out pretty much the whole day too. So I just got home when I texted you like ASO6. Anyway, sorry. It's the weekend, it's Sunday for us, so we're tired. You guys are gonna be listening to this on Tuesday. You're like, why are you guys
Yeah, it was a busy day. It was a busy weekend.
Yeah.
Plus, I don't know how it was for you over there where you live, but here it was pretty hot at night, so it really didn't help to sleep.
Oh, we have the AC on.
But you're then privileged. Again, no, I have one too. I just didn't turn it on.
No, at night it gets pretty cool inside. Pretty cold inside the room. So no cold, but enough to not have your blanket like not turn on the AC or be like, oh, I'm sweating or anything. Like, no. Even in the middle of the night, it's too cold myself because I get a little bit cold still. But right now, it's kind of warm. But yeah, the movie will be releasing on July 12th. I'm hoping they take out like a little collector's edition or something, which I highly doubt it. But
steel book for you.
Yeah, but you know what? Because I know my bitches, I'm going to write it down on my calendar, on my little Japanese book, planner, actually. Because I'm going to forget, dude, and I don't want to fucking forget this shit. But yeah, moving on to the next one. Hey, we're talking some Dragon Ball, my guy.
Yes, finally. This is what we've all been waiting for. More information regarding the movie.
Want to read it for our fans and for me?
Yes. So this comes straight from Crunchyroll. Crunchyroll brings Dragon Ball Superhero to theaters around the world this summer. Crunchyroll is officially bringing Toei Animation's brand new Dragon Ball Super Superhero film to theaters across the world this summer. The latest Dragon Ball Super movie will be released across the globe in both subtitle and dub formats in North America, Latin America, Europe, Australia/New Zealand, Africa, the Middle East, and Asia, excluding Japan. Exec premiere dates, additional cast announcements, and ticket purchase information will be announced at a later date. So stay tuned to Crunchyroll News. But if you don't want to do that, you can stay tuned to us. And we'll give you more information whenever that becomes available.
Exactly. So we're finally getting a release date. Honestly, I thought we were going to get it like towards the end of the year. Since they were keeping it quiet. You know how usually it would be like always a worldwide release or something like that. This time they only say Japan is getting it on June or July. And then they just says later. Yeah, I don't even think they
later gave everyone us, else.
Oh, yeah. I think first they gave later, maybe 2022 in the States, but they never got like a release. They were like kind of like if it's going to be doing spring, fall.
They just get like a general like 3 month mark.
But no, yeah. So it's going to be in the summer. I'm excited, dude. Mm-hmm. But I'm still not a big fan of the animation.
You know, like the 3D animation that they're using?
No. You see in this article from Crunchyroll, Gohan right there looks more like comic style, so I like this one. But when you look at the trailer, I'm not a big fan of it. Like, this one looks a little bit different than the trailer, just this screenshot right here.
Yeah, it was an interesting take that they did. I don't know why they would have gone 3D. Maybe they thought it was going to be better. But typically, once you do that, it just all goes downhill. And yeah. I don't see why, because the Dragon Ball Super Broly movie, I thought that it was amazing, and they didn't have to use 3D in it.
The only movie that's good in 3D with CGI is Final Fantasy movies.
Oh, well, that one, it makes more sense because of the nature of the games.
Yeah, but those, they look good. They really, really look good. Like, they don't, sometimes don't even look like they're CGI. They look really good, the movies. And then we get shit like this, and then we get shit like Prince of Tennis, which I'm going to talk about it later. But yeah, we're excited for it. Can't wait. Summer. We're going to be the first one. Well, we probably might not be the first one to be there. And we're almost getting a limit again. I don't know what's happening with Zoom. Getting limits, 40-minute time limit.
God damn it.
But yeah, we're just going to get back on it to get again. But no worries. We got 10 minutes to talk about the next one, which is the new chapter that came on the Shonen Jump app, probably in the Viz Media app as well. Excuse me. And it is called Super Smartphone.
I have not read it. I haven't seen it, actually.
Oh, you didn't get an email notification also when you opened the Shonen Jump app?
Well, I haven't been on it all that much because I told you I was mainly just watching anime, not much reading it. Oh, but here it is. Yeah, it pops up for me. It's one of the first ones. Smartphone, 2 chapters.
Yeah, chapter 2 came out today. And chapter 1 came out last Sunday.
Okay, so it's a Sunday manga. Not bad, not bad.
Yeah, it's pretty good. So it's about that smartphone that knows everything. And it's got, the name of it is kind of like Google. But they change it. Could even talk about Google, I think, or like Alexa and Siri, but it's nothing like that. It's pretty good. It's about this.
Change for copyright reasons.
Yeah, and it's about this one that knows everything. He probably gonna try to find his little brother that went missing years ago. So that's pretty much all that I got out of it. I still haven't finished chapter two, at least all in chapter one. Mm-hmm. But it was pretty good, actually. Not a big fan of the name, Super Smartphone. It's like, if you read it, it's like, yeah. Eh. But so far, chapter one was pretty good. I just hope they will release the whole manga, because I would actually like to collect that one, because mm-hmm. I love it. Once you read it, you're like, dude, that's pretty cool. I wish I could have a phone like that.
I mean, the phones are so steadily... Well, I haven't read it yet, but I'm guessing that phones are steadily going that way. Plus, if you're saying that the entity is kind of like Google, Google is already a pretty damn know-it-all.
Oh, no. This is 100 times better than Google, dude.
Like, I'll have to start reading it. I'll try to read this, because I also want to try to catch up to what's it called? To One Piece. I want to try to do that as well.
Yeah, it's good. Highly recommend it for all of you guys to read it. It's on the Shonen Jump app. You could get it with a subscription, but the subscription is only $1.49 for the month. So that is pretty good. And I believe they just recently added the Love is War. Love is War. Yeah, they're really added to the app, so you're able to read all the chapters now.
Oh.
So it's good. It's good. I highly recommend downloading the app. And they fix, I don't know if you had the issue where you zoom in and it would go all to the, like, zoom in all the way.
No, well, I never really zoom into my panels. I usually just read one page at a time and I just continue.
Yeah, me too. But sometimes I want to, like, go more into detail. So if you pinch in to zoom in, it zooms in all the way in. But now you're able to, like, now they could, like, double tap and zoom in one, and then you could zoom in more. I'm like, okay, I think that's new, because before they didn't do that. And I was getting frustrated, because sometimes you just want to zoom in, but not to zoom in just a little bit. But at least that's what he show. Like, I was able to zoom in, like, there's like two different types of zoom in. So I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, luckily I wasn't experiencing that issue, but it's also due to me not really zooming into my pictures.
Yeah, I mean, because sometimes panels. I just, you know, click around and do shit. But yeah, I just wanted to tell you guys about this amazing manga that just came out. Hopefully you guys do enjoy reading it the same way I did. Yeah. And we are moving on to the email. And our homeboy, Midnight FanX, sent us an email which we're supposed to actually talk about it on the last podcast. But we you know, you guys know what happened. So we are going to be talking about it in today's podcast. And we're just going to go on our little break. For you guys, it's going to be like a second. For us, it's going to be like maybe five minutes. Yeah. Well, we'll see you guys in a bit.
All right, we're back. This is the second half of the podcast. Hopefully everything connects very very nicely.
We took like a 24-hour break. I'm kidding.
Yeah. We're no longer tired.
We're super tired.
Yeah. We took a nice little nap.
So we got an email from Midnight Fan X, and he says, if you have to choose one anime that does not already have a video in the game, and would you give it like a game adaptation to it, which anime would it be, and what would the game be about? I already have mine. Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, if mine would be... See, I have other ones, like Kuroko no Basket, which they already have a video game, but it's been a while since we got one, and we need a good Kuroko no Basket. So I didn't go for that one, because he already has a game. The other one I was thinking about would be a Spy Family.
Hmm.
So it would be kind of like the Metal Gear Solid for the PlayStation 1, which was mainly more about hiding, not getting caught, and you know, if you have to kill, you will have to kill. Same thing like that, but with Spy Family.
Yeah, and they can use like all three characters and have them each one go like through different levels.
Yeah.
Or have them do certain objectives that will overall help push.
Yeah, or something, you know, we like, oh, like completion. I can move, and then they'll go to a different scene. Let's say we Yor or whatever her name is doing her own thing so she could unlock a door or something. Kind of like Uncharted, you know, how it's not really a shooting game. It's mainly, you know, going through it, doing puzzles, like yeah. you have to kill, something like that, but with Spy Family.
I think Lloyd can shoot, he'll use weapons. Yor, she'll be more of melee focused, and Anya, she will throw peanuts.
Or we'll read people's mind, like, oh, like, can we figure out the code just by looking at someone to put in the code? They'll be like, oh, okay, this is the code or whatever, you know, for different like scenarios and shit like that. So that would be the game I would choose him for. It was really hard because it's a little anime that I like, but I wouldn't see them as video game if it's not like a visual novel type of video game, you know. But yeah, that's the one I go for. And if it comes true, that would be pretty dope.
That is a very good one.
What about you? Which one would you choose? The biggest, Jujutsu Kaisen, which most likely they are going to make one. And it would be like Demon Slayer, Naruto.
I don't know, because that's the way that everybody would end up going, and I kind of don't like that.
Yeah.
Overall, I just don't like that type of fighting games, because I think that they just go for that because it's an easy way out. It's an easy way out to make a game for an anime and then just push it out. It's the easiest because it's just a fighting game.
Well, yeah, I mean, basic when narrative. It comes to fighting, if it's just like one versus one fighting, it's either the 3D format or the 2D format. Those are pretty much only two ways you could go with one-on-one fighting games.
Well, I don't know if it has a game or not. I think it does, but it's also like one of those fighting games. I would pick Mob Psycho.
I knew you were going to do that. For. Oh, wait, we're talking about Mob Psycho. What if I tell you that I'll buy the first volume?
I don't know, because you're always talking hate on it. You're always talking shit on it. You don't like it. You always say that it's whack and it's weak. Watch. Even though I love it and I've read it so many... I haven't read it, but I have watched it multiple times.
Go to whatever website, search engine, Barcelona, type in Mob Psycho, and look at the cover of volume one. My in-law, he bought it when I went to the store with him. And he bought the first volume, and I was like, holy shit, the cover looks amazing. I want it.
Volume one, is it the one with Mob in the middle and it's black and white? And
yeah, just black and white. Yep. It's just doing person looks fucking amazing. Like, I want to buy it.
I'll tell you, man, I love it. I mean, at first, the artwork was pretty hard to get into. Uh-huh. Because that it did weird me out. I'm not going to lie. It did weird me out at the beginning. But after a few episodes, I just started liking it. It became dear to me.
Volume 4 has a pretty good artwork too. Cover, just because it's blue, but overall it looks pretty cool. But dude, Volume 1 though, I was like, I had to buy it. But I'm just going to finish Blue Period and Blue Flag, and I'll probably go with that one.
Dude, just all the jokes, they're simple, but they're so good. And also, some of them just come down to the ridiculousness of Reagan. Dude, Reagan, he's one of my favorite characters from this anime.
Is that the one that you chose?
I don't remember. No, the one that I chose, he has white hair.
Okay.
What's his name? Hanazawa? So he also ends up being Teriku. Teriki Hanazawa. He's the one in the picking. So he ends up being like the first other Esper that we see besides Mob within the series. And he ends up serving a role as being the opposite, yet the same as Mob. Where, you know, they both have telekinetic powers. But the difference is that he doesn't see himself as being special. Mob doesn't. But this other kid does. He sees himself special because of his superpowers.
Mm-hmm.
While Mob is trying to grow himself to be more than his superpowers, this other kid doesn't see no purpose. Says you're just like me, you're bland, without this you're nothing, just like me.
Mob Psycho volume number 2, the whole yellow thing, it reminds me like Assassination Classroom with Goro Sensei, whatever his name is.
Goro
Sensei. But it also reminds me of the world government symbol. If you actually kind of tilt it,
well, yeah, it kind of does look like it,
right?
Yeah, because there is a cross, right?
It looks like an X, but it looks too like this. It doesn't look like, if you could fold it, it would look like a cross. It looks like more maybe so it could fit. But yeah, it reminds me of the world.
I'm wondering for these volume covers, because as far as I remember in the series, there's not much that has to do with these volume covers. So I wonder if these mangas have more information than what I saw. So, or if it's just like random pictures of Mob doing random stuff.
So are you saying that this is gonna be our first manga club book to read?
I'm down for that. I'm always down to read it again.
Yeah, let's it looks do like Mob it's Psycho. Only 9 volumes. Yeah, we could do Mob Psycho. All right, guys, we're gonna do One Piece. We're gonna read all 100 volumes.
We're gonna do it here live for everybody.
No, okay, yeah, we could start. We're not gonna do it probably sometime next month, just because I do want to finish with
the anime, the mangas that you already got.
Yeah, Blue Period, Blue Flag, and yeah, that way I could start that. We start probably maybe 1 volume every 2 weeks, so that way people are able to buy, you know, get the volume, and because like I said, some people don't want to spend too much money on manga or like everything at once. So yeah. Does that sound right? 1 volume per every 2 weeks.
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
And that way it's also easier on my wallet, because you know me, I already fucking must spend so much money on manga. And today I want more too. And that way I also have, it gives me more time to read other mangas too while you're doing that time. Another one that I want to start, we should read the Goodnight Pompon. That should be, because it's also a short story, a short volume. It's only like 7 volumes too.
Goodnight Pompon, I don't remember about that one.
The one too that it's dark.
Oh. Oh, wait, I remember that one. Yeah, the one that with the character is drawn like pretty funny, right?
Yeah. So we should, then we could start with that one too.
All right, I'm down for that.
All right, so first Mob Psycho. So I could talk shit on every volume. And then we go from there. But yeah, that was, we completely forgot. Well, we did answer the question of the week, the email of the week. Hopefully you're happy with our answers, Midnight Fang. And yeah, we're going to start the, probably the beginning of what you guys think. You know what? Send us a message, an email, whoever's listening to us. Should we start at the beginning, the first episode of June?
I would say so, yeah. That gives a more time. And then it also gives anybody that also wants to join us time to actually find the book whenever they go to Barnes & Noble, if they want to order it. Or it gives them enough time to actually decide that they just want to trust us and just have us do it.
We're going to talk about it on June 7. So June 7, we're going to talk about Volume 1. So it's going to be a review. So you guys have from the 15th until pretty much, I mean, you guys could have into the 7, because that's when the anime comes out to finish reading it. I mean, the episode comes out when to finish reading it. So you have about 2 weeks, 3 weeks to look forward to. Honestly, I'm probably going to buy it this week.
Yeah, I'll definitely try to pass around like sometime Thursday or Friday to buy it as well.
Well, we got to check online to see they have it, the one by, because I know they have it in where I told you where I went last time, Fashion Island. They have it there, that's for sure. So yeah, we could go there. But yeah, moving on to the final chapter. And it is, oh, I'm sorry, I was gonna go with the character of the week already, but no, we're gonna talk about the Prince of Tennis,
the movie, the one that you went to see.
There's actually 2 versions of the movie, and I didn't know, because when we went to see it, it shows you guys are watching, there's 2 versions of this movie. You guys are watching The Side. The other version of this movie is called Glory. So, but when I bought the ticket, it didn't tell me which option I wanted to see or nothing. So
we got, have no idea which one you saw.
The Side, because he says you're watching the Side version of this movie. The other one is Glory. Honestly, I knew it was going to be 3D, but like, you know what? It's 2023. I mean, I'm sorry, 2022. Final Fantasy has some amazing CGI movies. It's going to be bad. It's fucking garbage, dude. It's garbage. I want my money back. It's garbage. The plot is, it's okay. It's not even that great. You really don't see the main character. I think his name is Ryoma. I forget his name character. You really don't see him play too much. It's mainly about his dad. You only see him play one match, I think, if anything. Yeah, it was okay. And I went to watch a Disney movie. That's what I went to see, a Disney movie. I don't know you think why I'm saying a Disney movie.
Yeah, I think I understand it. It's like a lot of songs that are very innocent.
No,
it's more
it was a wise. Fucking musical.
So he just sang a lot?
They will sing a lot, dude. With my brother, after a while, we're like just cracking, you know, like, okay, it's it's funny. After the movie, my brother was checking reviews. It was plot, the graphics, the whatever, the music, C minus. there was this one part, they're talking on the phone, and it was supposed to be like a serious movie, and then they start singing and the movement. It was honestly, I wouldn't pay to watch in theaters. Like, if you could rent it out for like $5, if I could do it, because you're just going to have a laugh with the music. Oh. It takes place in LA.
Oh, no wonder.
Dude, just start rapping.
Jesus Christ.
And you know the gangsters, instead of having like the Mexicans, like the gold fucking guns, they have gold rackets. And they just like... He was so stupid, man. Like I said, fucking
gangster
$5.
Tennis players.
Yeah. So like I said, $5, whatever. Just watch it, just so you could see it.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't spend more than $5, whatever. But like,
wow.
It was, and then on the credits towards the end, there was only like 6 people in the theater. I put a fucking this sound. And because it was quiet, you could hear it. And this is the sound that I decided to choose. If you think about it,
please tell me the SpongeBob one.
It might have to do with some tentacles.
Tentacles?
Well, not really, but you kind of like get that vibe. I mean, that, why that? But because of this. So I put out full blast of the theater.
That audio is surprisingly long. I always thought it was so short.
Oh no, dude. I got the full version, my guy.
Oh, you got
it. So that was like tentacles, because you know fucking hentai with tentacles.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to do with tentacles, but you know, hentai, you sometimes think of fucking tentacles. I was gonna say yellow ones, but not really yellow because they're fucking more pinkish.
Not gonna lie, when you say you put an audio, I thought you were gonna put that one audio from SpongeBob. I think Squidward is playing, like they have like some show or whatever he's playing, and then one guy in the back just yells, "Oh brother, this guy stinks."
Oh no, I put that one. Dude, I was laughing, we were laughing, and also in some scenes we were cracking up, so we're trying not to. If it was by ourselves, yeah, we would be fucking laughing up. But no. But yeah, overall, I'll give it one samurai sword out of 5, you know, because samurai summit.
Yeah.
one katana out of 5. That's gonna be our ratings, which I forgot to tell you.
Katanas, I like that.
It's gonna be katanas. It could be 1.5 katana, 1 katana, 2 katanas out of 5. So for now on, whenever we raise something, that's gonna be our ratings. This one I'll give it, kind of want to give it 2 because it was kind of hilarious for the music. Let's give it 1.5 katanas out of 5. Yeah, like I said, fuck it, just watch it if you want to spend some money for $5, whatever.
Now, question, was it funny because of how ridiculous it was, or was it funny because it was actually comedy that they were trying to do?
No, because how ridiculous it was.
Oh, okay.
Now you're gonna be like, are you fucking kidding me? Especially because, like I said, I was watching with my brother. So we're just looking at each other. We're just like, dude, I can't. Or like fucking High School Musical. And then they dance.
God damn.
They fucking dance, dude. Every time they sing, they would dance. It's just, like I said, it was so ridiculous, man. Highly recommend it, though. But anyways, aside from this, we finally to our character of the week. You want to guess first? You want to do first?
I can go ahead and guess first.
You want me to spit it all fast, move all fast, and tell you what's up? All right,
give me a few hints.
I already did.
Even before we started too. All right, so...
No, like throughout the podcast.
All right, so was it Was it the Mexican gangsters with the golden rackets
in
the
movie? I cannot say that was a hint or not. I can either deny.
Because even now you were saying to spit it off fast because you're talking about the rappers, so it was also them. It was something along with this movie.
Or moving all fast. I did say moving fast too.
Moving all fast?
Well, maybe that was just regular. Maybe it's not even a hint. Maybe I just throw that to kind of like make you think of something else.
Nah, I wouldn't say that. No. The Flash.
Okay, I'm out, guys. You want another hint?
Yes.
Okay, because I know you missed the main hints.
All right.
You did miss the main hint, so that's why. Let's see. How can I fucking say? Maybe not say. What if I teach you the way, or a way to fucking get my hints?
Uriah.
No.
You're talking about teaching. So he's the best sensei, so it has to be him.
Fuck no, he's not the best sensei.
He's a dead one though.
When do people graduate from college or from high school? During the summer, right?
I believe so.
Well, yeah, during like May, yeah. June, like starting now. Actually, this May already. So yeah, we are getting some graduations. Like
ending the month, ending this month or the start of next.
Mm-hmm.
What does this have to do? So it's about the summer.
And it's an anime you've seen. Could we talk about it before? It's an anime you've seen. We talked about it before. It's an old anime, but not too old. Probably like early 2010s, maybe before. Let me actually check.
Yeah, I was about to say One Piece because we're talking about that one about July for the roller coaster, but if it's not that, it's a pretty old one, 2010. I know it's not Mob. Mob isn't that old.
Okay. It might be actually. I believe the manga probably released in 2013, actually, according to Wikipedia. Don't Google the date, manga was running from 2012. It started on 2012. The animation was on 2015. Googling shit, because it's gonna.
I'm not Googling it.
I like that smile of yours.
All right. Well, you're talking a lot about school. But does it has to do with the assassination classroom? Because you gave me that hint when we're looking at the volume covers.
Maybe.
And then you kept on talking a lot about tentacles.
Maybe.
So is it Koro-sensei?
Yeah.
All right.
Kase yellow. I said tentacles. I said Ramis was there. That one mentioned a hentai. And then I did say going fast. I could be moving fast. You know how he moves at fast speed? And then I was like, I like that smile of yours. You know how he's always smiling?
You know, I did catch all these references towards Assassination Classroom, but I thought that you were just in the mood that you were liking Assassination Classroom. Like, oh, yeah, this is cool. And I started just remembering like certain scenes.
I kind of made it seem like, oh, you know what it reminds me? And then like, it also reminds me of the World Government. One piece, I want kind of like put it like where it reminds me of different things.
That's why I thought it was just like you mentioned Assassination Classroom and like trying to get me to watch it. Like, you know what? I'll probably watch it again. That's all I took from your notes or from your notes from your hints.
But yeah, I know you probably Google that shit, but you're like Classroom 2015 anime and put Assassination Classroom.
No, because I did Google like manga that came out in 2012. And I was looking through it, and the one that caught my eye was Attack on Titan Junior High. So let me think about school. And then all those hints that you kept on talking about, especially like in classroom, you just clicked like, oh,
fucking
yeah.
Bastard.
All right. Now I want to guess mine.
Yeah.
I haven't given you any hints so far.
All right.
All right. First hint, it's a new anime.
Wait. What was the, which one did we choose last week? I mean, 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago, I picked Veldora Tempest from and the time I got reincarnated.
Oh, that's right.
Because I was rewatching it.
Yeah. That's right. I was thinking about Slime today, recently too. So I was going to choose that one, but I tell you blank out on which one it was. But like, you know what? Assassination Classroom is fair. Because I started my mangas too, because I never completed the whole series and I like the artwork. And actually, it reminded me of Koto Sensei when I saw the Mob Psycho too.
Hmm.
So that kind of gave me an idea what to choose.
All right. So first hint, it's a new anime. Two, she's best girl.
Wait. Okay, new anime, best girl.
Yeah, and the third hint, I really like her smile as well.
Okay, so Shikamori, she doesn't really smile. The only new anime that we talk about has been Tomodachi Game, which you haven't seen, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. Rising of the Shield Hero, which I'm pretty sure you're not caught up to it.
I am.
Are you all caught up?
Yeah, I am even more caught up.
But I don't see no one smiling.
Well, it's not her.
I know. So for sure, that one's out. Shikimori, like I said, I don't think you've seen anything at all. So
I watched the first episode.
She didn't smile really on the first one. Spy Family's the other one I can think of, the one that you actually all caught up and into it. That's my fine. I can't really say if it's one of
those. Are you caught up on it?
I think
because if you're not caught up, there's six episodes. If you're not caught up, you're not gonna understand.
I haven't seen this week's episode.
Oh, so that's why you would understand it.
Well, just from what I saw. From that one, the only one that kind of smiles and she's more cheerful, it's Anya.
Yeah, but regardless, you wouldn't be able to get it unless you wouldn't have gotten my reference towards a smile unless you saw this week's episode.
I'll go with Anya then. And the only reason why I go with that one too, because on Twitter, I said like, oh, they finally made it into the animated. And she's like this, something like that.
Yeah,
it's so that. I'm like, oh, she's a spoiler. Because I haven't seen this week's episode, so that's kind of like gave me the look. Because I saw someone posted like the manga version and the anime version of it, so they were like, "Oh, we finally saw the hee-hee or some shit like that."
Yeah, animated. Her smirk face.
Yeah,
that one is because of that. They finally put that on this week's. I'm not gonna give you any context as to why it happened, but it's because of that. And the reason why she does it is why she ended up being my anime character of the week for this week.
Hold up.
So yeah, you definitely have to watch it. So you're missing one. So you get it better. No, I already filled it in.
That's 22. My 22 says Yatora Yaguchi.
Wait, I'm missing one?
From Blue Period.
Oh, so who did I pick last week? I could have sworn that I filled it in. Well, I'm gonna have to listen to it. Let's add it one more.
Yeah, you know why? Yeah, because Monkey D. Luffy, I said with a big smile that he might be, and then you could did the Veldora one. Oh, am I wrong? No, yeah, because I haven't put anything. Episode 24. You don't put episodes on yours. I mean.
No.
Okay. Damn. All right. We're having a dumb moment, guys. Because we keep our list on the episode, the day that was released, and the character that we choose that one. But only put it on one on mine. So that way, I mean, we don't need to put it on both of us because we already have a mine. But yeah, he's missing one. It might be last week's.
Yeah, so I wonder if I actually chose her because I wanted to choose her, but I felt that I'd already chosen her before, but I didn't see her. So that's why I went for it. I wonder if I already chose Anya last time.
Have you guys noticed that Rhythmic is choosing the characters that I choose? She has already chosen Miku, fucking Anya. What's next? Ace?
Oh, that's why, because you picked her as well.
No, I'm kidding. But yeah, we'll figure it out, guys.
But how come you haven't picked Bon Clay? That's the real question.
Because I said, are we over with the podcast? Is this the last episode?
I mean, it's not, but still, you're not picking them. You're making me quite suspicious of you. What, so you don't like him? You don't like Bone Clay? You don't like the Okama way?
No, I prefer Ivankov, whatever his name Ivankov? Is. Yeah.
Dude, just reading his subtitles was always a pain in the ass.
But yeah, that was it for today's, for this week's episode. Hopefully you guys enjoy it. I'm sorry, we're just kind of like tired. And unfortunately, it's really hard for us to record on Mondays. So we usually tend to record on Sundays night. So content's a little bit tired. Yeah. But hopefully you guys still enjoy it. Do read the manga. No, I forgot it. Smartphone. Super smartphone. And remember, mark on your calendar, everyone. I'm going to do on my planner too, that on June 7th, we are going to be reviewing Volume 1 of Mob Psycho.
Yes,
this is gonna be our first. Sorry, this is gonna be our first manga club book that we're gonna be choosing. We are gonna go through the whole series. I was looking at Barnes & Noble, like around what, 7 volumes, 8 volumes, 9 volumes. Something like
we
that.
Saw 9 volumes on the website.
Yeah, 9 volumes, and then there's like these other ones. I guess they're kind of like side stories.
Hmm.
The 10 volumes, because the last one is Mob Psycho Raging, something like that. And that's the last one. But other than that, oh, actually, we're in luck. Volume 10 doesn't come out until January 3rd, 2023.
Not bad. And also, if after this you want to watch the anime, it's a little bit of news. Something that I saw and heard the other day is that Mob Psycho 100 is getting its third season. It's coming out. A little bit of news at the end. It's coming out this October.
Yeah, there you go. So we ready for the first one. I'm excited because I love the cover. I'm excited.
Yeah, finally, after all this time of you hating on it, I'm finally going to be able to make you a fan.
I'm going to be really a fan, probably, like, you know why it's enjoyable. And the only reason I talk shit because you really like it and you know everything that you like, I talk shit on, just because.
You bastard.
Let's say if it's One Piece, because, you know, that's my thing. And I introduced you to One Piece, so fuck off. So anyways, thank you guys for watching.
I got to go say much.
I'm saying watching, man. I keep saying watching and
listening.
Oof. Thank you guys for listening to another episode of the Samurai Summit podcast.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was. And don't forget to always send us an email at samuraisummitpodcast@gmail.com. Follow us on our social media. Everything's always going to be in the description below. Anything you want to say before we leave?
I started doing it earlier, but in case anybody is still interested, I'm going to put it up on my personal YouTube channel that I'm doing a speed run ish. It's more of towards a personal one, so I'm not trying to beat any records. More of a personal thing of beating Elden Ring as fast as I can. And also after that, I'm more than likely going to end up buying a One Piece World Seeker. I'm going to play and also have like a live review as I play it. So make sure to be tuned to that.
Yeah, me too. I'm probably going to buy it too. And we're probably going to make a review about it. Maybe we could make also a review on the podcast.
Yeah.
Like talk about it. And
then you stole me that fight on Burning Blood.
Exactly. Maybe we'll play that fight and Redman might stream it. So you guys want to see who wins. And also, if I forget, I am going to be doing a giveaway soon.
Ooh.
I'm just waiting on a specific date, just because it's going to be related to that date. And it's nothing big. It's not going to be nothing big, but it's been a while since I've done a giveaway. So I just want to give back to the fans. So don't forget to subscribe to my channel, Unlimited, though. And it's going to be a giveaway. It's going to be fun. And it has to do with manga. So it is manga related. So make sure you guys listen to it. And that's it. We see you guys on the next one.
Catch you later.
Peace.